It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. The United States and Israel are still at war with Iran after the two countries launched attacks over the weekend.
And yesterday, the Trump administration briefed Congress on the state of the war in Iran and what the plan is moving forward. President Trump has said U.S. military operations could continue for at least another 4 or 5 weeks. And Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Monday, quote, the next phase will be even more punishing on Iran than it is right now.
But some members of Congress are saying the president acted outside the scope of his authority by launching a war without congressional approval.
Votes are expected over the next couple days invoking the War Powers Act, which limits presidential authority to take military action.
We've been reaching out to members of Wisconsin's congressional delegation. We'll hear now from Representative Mark Pocan, a Democrat representing Madison and South Central Wisconsin. I talked with him earlier this morning.
Do you think that the U.S. and Israeli attack in Iran is justified?
Well, I went to a classified briefing yesterday, and after about an hour and 15 minutes, we still were not given anything that would be an adequate justification, an adequate description of what the mission is. And we certainly don't have any more insight than I think the average person does, because I don't think the administration has any more insight than the average person does on what's happening.
What questions do you still want the administration to answer?
Why? You know, when they were asked point blank, and, you know, this is all in public record stuff as well, so it's not anything from a classified setting, but when they're asked why was there a credible threat, because that would be the only reason the president could do something rather than going to Congress first as required by the Constitution and law, the answer was, you know, they thought they would respond to an attack. Well, response to an attack is not an attack to us. And the justification is weak at best. And then we asked, you know, things like, you know, there's a lot of American citizens abroad that are at risk right now. What kind of planning was done prior to this? They didn't even answer the question. You know, some Republicans are claiming that we don't need a war powers resolution because this isn't a war, yet they explicitly referred to it as war in the briefing. Look, they're all over the place, just like the president's comments have been on this. And, you know, what we don't need is the Keystone Cops running this. And right now, that's what it appears is happening.
Yesterday, we talked with Iranian-American Sona Kazemi of La Crosse about the war and its impacts on her community. She said she and her family are, for the most part, happy with U.S. intervention in Iran. Here's a listen.
See how desperate Iranian people should become in the hands of this illegitimate, murderous, fascist regime, that they come to a point where they say, you know, we need outside help to topple this regime and free ourselves.
In the justifications offered by the Trump administration, regime changes come up and then been kind of dialed back. But could there be a positive outcome? The people of Iran who have suffered under this regime for a long time could ultimately benefit.
You know, it's clear people were suffering in Iran, like in many other countries across the world with the leaders who are in charge. But, you know, that when we asked what's the plan, what are the next steps, again, there were no answers from the administration because I don't think they have a clue what they actually got themselves into. So, you know, unfortunately, this is kind of the worst of what we see where, you know, an executive branch, someone, one person, Donald Trump does this. Our founders of this nation purposely gave the power to Congress for this reason. So you wouldn't just step into something because one person decided to. And now we'll have a war powers resolution in front of Congress on Thursday that I'm going to support. But it's very clear Congress has to declare war. This is in every way a war. They have not given us any justification. They have not given us a mission goal at the end. What does it look like in Iran? And, you know, while I understand that, you know, caller, that person you had on the radio's response from their family response in Iran, because we've heard that from obviously other people, unfortunately, the administration, I don't think, has a clue what they're doing in Iran.
The War Powers Resolution you just mentioned, if passed by Congress, still an open question, what would that do? What would the effect be?
Well, it basically puts us in where we're supposed to, which is if there's going to be a war declared, then Congress would have to do such a thing. And, you know, we would be involved as required by law. Right now, we're not. I mean, you know, the fact that they were going to give us an hour briefing on this, that's it, 1 hour briefing, and we squeezed an extra 10 to 15 minutes out of them. You know, that's not advice and consent with Congress on something as big as this and as important as this. Six at least American soldiers have died. We're worried about thousands potentially of people abroad, American citizens. And again, I don't think the answers have been anywhere close to sufficient. So Congress has to do what the law says, and that's get involved. And if we choose not to because people don't want to upset the president, unfortunately, I think we put even more people at risk.
Your party is in the minority in both chambers of Congress, so Republicans would have to vote, at least some, in favor of the War Powers Resolution. Some Democrats, it's not a sure thing that they would vote on your side on this. What are you hearing from your Republican colleagues in particular?
Yeah, I mean, you know, from listening to questions, I mean, largely they're, you know, they're much more supportive in general when we go to war on anything. And, you know, I think you're going to see most Republicans oppose the war resolution because either they support the effort or they just are afraid of the president. Only a few have spoken out, but a few more asked some pretty pointed questions that, again, the administration didn't have answers for. We'll see what happens with the vote tomorrow. But, you know, this is a time where, you know, this country has a lot to deal with internally. We've got rising costs in too many areas, whether it be because self-inflicted through tariffs or through the big ugly law that was passed last year or other things. But we should be dealing with our issues domestically. This was something that was really, I think, more at the direction of Israel than the United States, and how we could be, you know, entering into something because of that. Is still a big question that was unanswered. There's far more questions than answers at this point, I think, for most members of Congress.
Are you hearing more than the public is about the possibility of actual American troops within the borders of Iran at some point?
They were somewhat evasive on the answer to that again, which again is unsatisfactory and unacceptable. So no, I don't think I have much more information than the average person does on that.
Representative Mark Pocan is with us, Democrat from South Central Wisconsin, looking at the U.S. and Israeli attack on Iran. We've heard concerns that a lot of Americans and others are stuck in airports or hotels around the Middle East, their travel plans interrupted, State Department saying, hey, get out, not clear how people are supposed to get out. Is that something you're hearing at all from your own constituents?
Literally, Everett, 15 minutes ago, I was on the phone with someone in Dubai trying to help two people that I know from the district are there. There's 30 Americans at the hotel, I guess, that they're at, and trying to figure this out. You know, they did lead the briefing with this that we can work through the State Department to try to help. The problem is, I guess, there's some airspace issues. But the person I just talked to said there's flights coming in and out of countries like Russia and other countries right now, depending where you are in the Middle East. Not quite sure if we understand this flight space question, but, you know, if they're not prioritizing the American citizens, then they're not doing their jobs. And right now, I'm not sure they're doing their jobs.
You've suggested on social media that these attacks are a way for the president to divert attention from other issues. What issues are you referring to?
Well, you know, clearly cost of living, you know, what he's doing to the economy right now, he's in the tank in the polls, and we're seeing that in election after election. And the Epstein files, which for whatever reason, they are protecting whoever's in the files to the point that they're not releasing them as required by law passed by in a bipartisan way by every single person in Congress but one person. So, you know, I don't understand much of how the Trump administration is operating other than they have a lot of problems right now. Whenever you go to war, it's a nice way to try to shift it. But in this case, public opinion isn't going with them because they have not made an adequate case. And if you haven't made an adequate case, you can't just go, you know, if you're supposed to be the guy wanting a Nobel Peace Prize and you start a board of peace and this is the eighth country you've bombed in a year, there's a disconnect. And the American people are smart enough to see that disconnect. So I think he's trying to cover from right now a failed presidency.
What do you want to see from the White House now in Iran?
What I want to see is honest answers. I want to see real dialogue with Congress. I want to make sure they're being honest with the American people about what's going on, none of which I feel are happening right now. But if we're going to put American men and women's lives at risk who are serving this country and people who are still abroad, we should really have the right answers given to us. And, you know, someone actually asked the question, just give us respect in your answers, you know, at the briefing, because they're not even doing that. They at times laughed at members of Congress. It's just this smug, you know, words I can't use on the public radio without getting you and I in trouble behavior that the administration has between Secretary Hegseth and Secretary Rubio and other administration officials. To call this a cluster, the rest of it would be an insult to clusters.
On a wider note, there have been concerns about increasing presidential power before the Trump administration, especially when it comes to war issues. Now, concerns over the White House having impoundments, not using congressionally mandated funding for various things. Are you worried about a wider balance of power issue when it comes to the separation of powers between the Congress, your legislative branch, and the executive branch, the presidency?
Absolutely, Rob. I mean, we're a co-equal branch of government, and we're acting like we're a subservient subsidiary of Trump Inc. Because Mike Johnson is the worst speaker I've seen in my adult lifetime. He won't stand up to the president, but we have the power of the purse, and yet the president's stealing funds that we approved in a bipartisan way. We've got the president issuing tariffs that can only be done in emergency situations. It's the power of Congress, and we're not standing up to the president as he's making everyone in the country pay more for goods. And now he's taking us into wars, our eighth country bombed without the advice and consent of Congress, which is required by law. This guy is acting like an authoritarian or a wannabe king. And unfortunately, the Republican leadership in the House is letting him. So, absolutely worried that we're hurting this country, really, fundamentally by not standing up for us as an institution in Congress.
Representative Pocan, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rob.
That was Representative Mark Pocan, a Democrat from South Central Wisconsin. He joined us with his response to the U.S. and Israeli attack on Iran. If you have a personal connection with the events in Iran, if you've lived there or grew up there, if you have family members deployed with the U.S. military in the Middle East, or other personal ties, tell us about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org. Again, that's wisconsintoday@wpr.org.